Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
Colin in Lurch says, convertibles my, nothing beats straddling a cabless Massey Ferguson 135 tractor bouncing down a boreen of a sunny day. Mary in Clontarf says, we rented a convertible on a trip to Corsica many years ago. It was so hot with the sun beating down on us, soon we realised we were the only drivers with the roof down. All the other local convertible drivers had the roof up and the AC on. I would say, Mary, you can get a very an unexpected tan very quickly when you're driving a convertible. Okay, time now for the watch list, our guide to the best film and TV for the week ahead, and I'm joined today by host of the Bellissimo Files podcast, Serena Bellissimo, and host of the Here and Back Again podcast, Dave O'Callaghan. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, so Serena, Sharon Horgan's Amanda Land is back for a second series on BBC One. So people who have missed episode one, it's Wednesdays at 9 o'clock.
This
is better than Motherland.
Do you think it's better than Motherland? Oh, wow. Okay. No,
it doesn't have that annoying main character from Motherland.
Everybody is saying that, and I love her. I love her because isn't it scary that I see a lot of myself in the annoying main character? Yeah. But the reason why I want to tell everyone about this is because we also don't have the BBC iPlayer here. So I want you to actually go and press series link on whatever device you have at home.
Yeah.
Because if you do miss it, it's Wednesday, 9 o'clock. It's season two. And at least you can watch it back if you do miss it. I think it's brilliant. Lucy Punch is fantastic as Amanda. She's back. She's as irritating. This time she doesn't understand why people think she's shallow. It's just, do you know who's brilliant in this as well? It's not just about Lucy Punch's Amanda. It's also about all the surrounding characters.
Yeah.
So Philippa Dunn, who plays Irish.
Anne's really come into her own, hasn't she?
She's brilliant. And also Siobhan McSweeney is back this season as well. So look,
is she great? Yeah.
It's just as brilliant as season one.
Yeah. And Siobhan McSweeney's brilliant as well. All brilliant. Okay, that's Amanda Land and it's back. BBC One Wednesdays at 9. Dave, people are excited about a surprise one-off episode of The Bear that dropped this week called Gary. It's on Disney Plus.
Yes, this is fantastic. Like, literally, like in the modern era, for something to drop out of nowhere, like, you're like, what is happening right now? And obviously, the fifth and final season is coming in June, and this one, it deals with John Bernthal's Mikey character and Eben Moss Bachrach's Richie. So it's a prequel to the series, and it's them on a road trip to Gary, Indiana. So hence the episode is called Gary. And it's just, so the last two seasons have been still better than most shows, but not as good as the first two.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, God, it's all gone off a cliff. This will give you faith that they may pull it off and come back to former glories. It is a beautiful episode. It's a stressful, obviously, because it's the bear.
Oh, God. And it's one of those.
The two lads are just absolutely amazing. And again, the soundtrack is brilliant. It's one hour of pure joy. And immediately I'm like back on the bow. And I'm like, season five is going amazing. Highly, highly recommend.
Okay, can't wait. Okay, that's the one-off episode there. It's called Gary and it's on Disney Plus now. So Serena, the people who did Formula One Drive to Survive, they've now done rugby, golf, tennis, cycling, etc. They've turned their attention to your parish, to Aussie Rules.
Yeah.
Final Siren inside the AFL on Prime. Is any good?
Oh, this is a bit self-indulgent of me, and I probably am going to like it more than the average person watching this. People probably aren't going to seek this out, but I quite enjoyed it. If you're into Aussie Rules, if you want to see how it works, I think you will enjoy this. It's all about last year's run-up to the final season, whether the Brisbane Lions, who had won in 2024, whether they could come back and do back-to-back premierships, which is not very common. So you're looking at that, but then you're also looking at about five or six different players as well, and they've all got different issues. Like, one's the number one draft pick. How does he deal with that pressure? Another one's the oldest player. Another one has a lot of family problems going on. Another one has anger issues. And it's just really interesting to be in there and seeing how it's not just
about
the game.
So for the rest of us, it's kind of like Aussie mullet porn kind of thing. We've seen these people in their natural environment.
Mullet porn.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. I don't know if that's what the producers were going for, but let's go with that. If you have a slight interest in AFL, this might be interesting for you. It's only four episodes.
Final Siren inside the AFL on Prime now. Dave, tell me about A Traveller Family, which is the name of it, A Traveller Family on RTE1 tomorrow night at 9:35.
Yes, yeah, so this is on RTE and it explores the lives of four generations of the Collins family and there are members of the Ireland's travelling community, and it kind of focuses on the changing times of the travelling community, but through the eyes of this family. And I absolutely adored this documentary. The standouts for me were Big James, who's 78, and he's one of the last tinsmiths in the community, and he's absolutely fantastic, and he's just wheeling off stories like of ye olden times. But then there's at the other end of this spectrum, of the generational spectrum, you've got Johnny and young Catherine, who are the youngest, and they've grown up with American accents, and it's just really and they're getting slagged off completely, and they're like, what are you talking about, man, I don't have an accent. And it's just because all they're kind of, they're using TikTok, but it's just a really insightful, engaging watch, and I'd highly recommend. What it's just fantastic, and it's just watching them, the different generations, deal with each other and how it's changed over time. And it looks at it. So highly
fantastic.
Highly
A Traveller Family, RTE1 tomorrow night, 9:35, and the RTE player as well, obviously. So we won't waste too much time on this. Remarkably Bright Creatures on Netflix. It sounds a bit twee, is it?
This is my favourite.
Oh, really? Okay, we will waste time on it.
This is Sally Field. Do you like Sally Field?
Yeah, but I'm sick of the whole octopuses thing.
Well, look, you might not like this. You might consider this tweet, because there's an octopus. Sally Field plays a widow. Colm Meaney is part of the town that she lives in. Lewis Pullman is this young man who's come to the town. His life is a little bit lost. He ends up working in this aquarium with Sally Field. There's this octopus that talks. He's voiced by Alfred Molina. So he's giving us his insights into what these two humans are like. And he's sort of helping them discover themselves. Yeah, okay, sounds a bit tweet.
It's actually lovely.
Liked it. Okay. But see, I love Sally Field and I think she's brilliant in anything she does. And you will shed a tear, but you may find this twee. And if you don't want twee, stay away.
Remarkably Bright Creatures on Netflix. Dave, The Dark Wizard, anything but twee. So this is about this guy, Dean Potter, a free climber. I watched the trailer and I nearly puked.
It is unbelievable. I am terrified of heights and I am this is gripping. This is fascinating. Dean Potter is so, if you remember Free Solo, the documentary from years ago, won the Oscars. The guy who did that was Alex Honnold, who was a very robust.
He's a guy who climbed with no
ropes. Yeah, he did the Dubai climb recently on Netflix, and he's very robotic. Like, he's like Data from Star Trek. He's just like, This guy is rock and roll. He's punk rock. He hangs out with a group of stoners. They're all just kind of doing all sorts. So pre-solo, obviously, they're climbing rocks without ropes so they can fall. Then he got bored of that, so he starts jumping off cliffs with a parachute. Then he got bored of that, so he starts climbing again while wearing a parachute. And it's absolutely mad. Four episodes. Since the 90s, he was being filmed since he was 16, since he was climbing. So it's all footage of him talking to camera, all his journals. And it's very dark and actually prophetic of what happened in the end. And it is beautiful, but tragic. And you can't explain this guy. He's just invented so many. I loved it. Four episodes. I'm afraid of heights. I watched it, so everybody else should.
Okay, The Dark Wizard, that's on HBO Max, Sky and Now TV now. Serena, Hulk Hogan, Real America on Netflix is promising the man behind the legend.
Yeah, this is a strange watch, because Hulk Hogan was, well, Terry Bollea is his real name, and he was fully involved in this. This is like the Beckhams, all those sort of documentaries. Okay. So when the protagonist is involved, you're obviously only going to get one side of the story. But unfortunately, he died while this was being made. So you then also get his family telling us what he was like. It wasn't an easy life. There were a lot of controversies. They didn't shy away from that stuff. I think this one is only for the wrestling fans or for Hulk Hogan fans. But I will say, there's a lot of weird things in this, and the weirdest is seeing President Donald Trump actually appear on this to talk about Hulk Hogan, and it's just weird.
Yeah, okay. Could be worth it for the weird value. That's Hulk Hogan, Real American on Netflix.
Four episodes.
Dave, is Man on Fire on Netflix any good?
Love it. Binge ahoy. It's basically, if you remember the Denzel Washington 2004 Tony Scott movie, it's the same.
No.
It's based on that book, an AJ Quinnell book, and it's basically Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, who I love as an actor, plays John Creasy. He's got PTSD from something that happened during the war, and he's kind of trying to look after this girl whose colleague, something happened with her family. And it's basically set in Brazil, and it's seven episodes of absolutely tense thriller, gang warfare, sneaky covert operations. Fantastic.
Wild ride.
Binge.
And Bobby Cannavale, who's great.
Bobby.
Him or his wife. I'm in. So a bit of cinema then before we go. Serena, we've had talking octopuses. The sheep detectives in cinema now. This is either amazing or it's awful.
The kids I brought 9, 10, 11-year-old. Yeah. Their response was, this is absolutely amazing. We loved trying to solve the mystery. We loved the quirkiness of the sheep. They loved Hugh Jackman. He's basically a shepherd who dies. They find out that, oh no, he's actually been murdered. The bumbling cop, who is played brilliantly by Nicholas Braun, who's in Succession.
Yeah.
He plays Cousin Greg. He can't figure stuff out. So, of course, the sheep have to help him out. One thing I will say is I think as an adult you have to be in the frame of mind to really enjoy it. Dave loved this. I was like, yeah. I will say if you are bringing younger kids who you haven't spoken to about death and the concept of death, there is a, like, it gets really dark and really deep in this one section. I'm like, oh, if I hadn't have had the conversation with my kids, I don't know if I'd want them to be thinking about that at the cinema for the first time.
Okay, so in a word, if you're Dave or if you're a kid.
Yes. Go see this. You are going to absolutely love it.
It's basically Babe meets the Thursday Murder Club. There you go.
Okay, all right. And we're out of time. Just to let you know, by the way, that Ireland's government jet is due to collect the two Irish passengers that were on that cruise ship. They're flying them to Baldonnell Air Base in Dublin later today. The couple will then face 5 weeks at a HSE facility due to the 8-week incubation period of the hantavirus. Serena Bellissimo and Dave O'Callaghan on that bombshell. Thank you both very much. That's it for today. Remember that we will chop everything up and put it out in podcast in the next few hours so you can listen back to all the conversations from today's show. They'll be on the RT Radio app or your Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's show was produced by Siobhan Hogan. The series producer is Tessa Delahanty. Research was by A.B. Philbin Bowman, Senna Cullinan was the broadcast coordinator, and Mark McGrath was on sound. And stay tuned for This Week with Paul Cunningham, and I'll talk to you next week.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Sponsored by Toyota, Ireland's best-selling car brand.